sight, but now Adaben very elegant. They're getting serious. Very elegant Adaben, their own race, laying it down to Angel of Truth, but very elegant. She put the head in front. What's Adabe got? He's coming back. The gloves are off. They go toe-to-toe, blow for blow. Very elegant, ahead on Adabe. He's trying, but she's going to beat him.
Randwick hosts another 10-race card on Saturday, headlined by the Winter Stakes at listed level over 1,400 metres. Nick Burney, good morning to you. It's a very interesting card to dissect.
Yeah, good morning to you, mate, and everyone listening on in. It's a great card, especially early. I'll ever be really happy and with some cash, or I'll be licking my wounds early. So probably by about 12:30, we'll see how we're going. Hopefully we don't have to get out. Look, I think it's a good meeting, though, all in all for Winter. How did you see the meeting, mate? Coming off the back of a 7 out of 10 there at Rose Hill. Well done.
7 out of 10. I was lucky enough to get a few winners, but unfortunately the bigger wages of the day went down. Didn't see much luck behind a Princess in Colours of Autumn. So it was a mixed emotions day, that's for sure.
If that's not the definition of punting, I don't know what is.
No, you ride the highs and you ride the lows, and often they're within half an hour's apart. But now the rail goes out 8 metres. There's not too much historical data in regards to this. The last time we were here on a good track on February 4 this year was when Madeira Sunrise won the Lonro Plate. We saw Af Cabin steam himself in the Eskimo Prince and Remark win as well, carrying a big weight over 1,100 metres. So on that day, just going through my notes, it played fairly even, the track, and you suspect it even played a little bit offence towards the end of the day.
Yeah, it will be 9 metres on Saturday, but on that 8 metre that day, it probably was a little bit offence. I had it. So, look, I think it's going to play quite even. It's a rail position where, as you said, has a lot of mixed data. When it's wet, they want to get to the outside fence. When it's dry, they probably want to just edge off. So I know we talk about it every week, but this is a really big day where you have to watch those first couple of races and start adjusting, which the first race probably won't give us much of a lead, but we'll get to that soon.
All right, the headline act comes up in race number 8. We're going to touch on the feature. Interesting market, Cody Healy heads betting already. We've had a scratching with the favourite Brigantine coming out for Godolphin. Blazer Trail's already come out as well, and Cody Healy might run around at Grafton on Sunday. It's in the South Grafton Cup for John O'Shea, but Barbie's Fox, $8, has been heavily backed in from 15 early. A little bit of deductions, but this is really well tried. Temmie here, $9 on the second line of betting, comes out the same race, the Civic behind you, called it, who's $9.50, the only other runner in single figures. Now, you're keen to play away from that Civic Stakes here over the track and trip a fortnight ago.
Yeah, just quickly on the Winter Stakes, a couple of stats. The last 4 out of 5 years, the winners actually carried 57 kilos or more. So the two horses that come up, they were Polly Gray and You Called It, who I'm actually heavily against. So there we go.
I think we can especially put a line through Polly.
Yeah, I think Polly needs a wet track. That's its go in life. And the other one is Matthew Flinders, who's a horse that, you know, probably people don't know a lot about. Back October 16, 2021 was its last run, where it actually ran on Champions Day at Royal Ascot, or Ascot, as I've been told that's the way to say it. So, look, it's an interesting runner, though, but I've actually landed on Barbie's Fox. I was just looking for a different form line. You go back to her run 2 starts ago, there was a lot of merit there in the where she raced in the inferior ground. And then last start, she just got too far back in a slowly run race. Awkward spot around Caulfield, which is never easy to do. Momentum was holding, but when she got out, she let fly. Fastest last 400 and 200 metres of the day. The last time we saw her on dry ground, she won. And she gets in with 53 kilos. Now, when these horses with the acceleration get down on that weight, they can really let rip. And I think she can just get to the middle of the track and maybe be hard to hold out. I do have to mention Cody Hill. The mail probably is that it will go Sunday, the big dance eligibility South Grafton Cup. But yourself, mate, what did you like here?
This is a very tough race, isn't it? Barbie's Fox, I think she does deserve to be favourite, following that different form lines. Speaking to a few Victorian judges, that St. Lawrence has got some massive opinions about them. Temmie here was good last start. I think this is the horse I might want to find from gate number 3. Hopefully they can land a little bit closer, even a couple of pairs back on the fence. If the rail isn't completely off, I think it's going to get towards just peel off the leaders' backs and be awfully hard to beat. Last preparation, it's Monster Run behind Taxu here at listed level over the track and trip was outstanding. Was really unlucky behind Tycoon Evie at Doombit as well following that. Just about a year off the scene before she did resume at Randwick. As you mentioned, chopped out at a key stage, and I think she's the sharp improver.
I think she was going pretty much just as good as you called it. So
it's interesting too, because her first trial was hot. Yeah. Second trial was not.
Yeah, so I can... that was a good rhyme. I think she's right in this clear second pick if Cody Hill comes out, and probably, you know what, might start favourite.
All right, very quickly, just before we touch on the head-to-head, Ina Merck, $2.15 favourite. It's the clear headline act of the day. Of course, last start was so reported on with that Gates incident before flashing home down the outside as a heavily backed favourite. How do you line up the Bourne Baker three-year-old here once again in race number nine?
Yeah, look, there's not much to add there. Everyone saw it. Everyone's heard about it. Just complete forget run. And if you do isolate the two runs before that, it's well in here, Ina Merck. Down in the weights, Dylan Gibbons can just get a nice midfield forward position. I think the 220 is probably about its right price. You've got the other runners that are coming into this, like We Will Rock, but I think Ina Merck is a nice horse on the way up. And to beat Kaboo, who I've got a massive opinion of, if it repeats that, it's going to be very hard to hold out.
Just about as genuine head-to-head as you can get. Looks like we might have a four-horse field, and Every Proportion's $1.90 versus Cigar Flick at $2.60. How do you split these top two in betting? Because Misty Legend, $4.60, following a 900-metre Newcastle win, is the only other runner in the market.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great little head-to-head because, you know, I'm not a guru to say these two are going to clear out, but they most likely will, and the betting does say that. I think they'll come closer together, though. I'm actually going to lean, though, towards Epic Proportions, just with that run under the belt. Now, on debut, he showed speed. He led at a fast pace and was just given no peace whatsoever throughout. Then absorbing that pressure and to keep responding, not many two-year-olds can actually do that on debut, so I thought that was a great attribute to him. And just the other two on-pace runners were so well beaten. There's been two subsequent winners to come out of this race. There was good margins. I just think he sets up really well on Saturday. I've got a good opinion of Cigar Flick that I'll let you touch on more. But a tricky enough event to start for me. I am going to lead with Epic Proportions with the run under the belt, but I know you're very keen on Cigar Flick.
Yeah, she's probably the best bet of the day for mine, Cigar Flick, in the first. I love the fact that apart from her last start, where it was an end of preparation run, her three runs before that were sensational. Sat outside a fast lead speed at Canterbury in heavy ground, pulled away, nice win. Then went to the Group 3 winning at Rose Hill, was forced to settle at the back of the field from the wide gate and forced to endure a really wide run throughout. J-Mac set off early, looked a winning move until the 100 when her fitness completely gave way, narrowly missed the photo for third after looking the winner at the 100, and then she went to Sandown where she drew the car park. The daughter of Churchill's two trials this preparation have been fantastic. There's little doubt on my head that she's resumed a much better horse this campaign, and they put up a crazy price. I think it was $3.90. I know we've had some deductions, but still crazy price. I think $2.60 is still a fantastic bet. She's the best of the day for mine by far.
Do you think she starts favourite?
I think she does. I think the market's really going to find her, especially the smaller field. There is absolutely no map queries. I think she sits outside Epic Proportions. I just couldn't believe how much the market had them separate early. Even if she doesn't jump favourite, I think they'll both be just about even money, $2.10 a pair.
No, I agree, because the fact is the SP against Learning to Fly in that that race you spoke about, the Win and Stakes, I couldn't understand the early price they put up, but here they are now. I know there's been scratchings, but they'll come together on race day. But if Epic Proportions keeps getting backed, it might just be...
It's going to be really interesting, because he wasn't heavily backed early in the race, but last start when he broke his maiden on debut, the last 5 minutes were really telling.
650 to 450, and they didn't miss.
The interesting thing for me, I want to pick your brain on, is the horse he beat, Zoo Prince, did come out and win last Wednesday at Warwick Farm. However, when you compare Zoo Prince's win versus the fillies half an hour beforehand, yes, they had rain on the day, so obviously you can't do times versus times, but they've gone out considerably slower and haven't come home as well as the fillies, won by Tayamina, which I think is a really good horse to follow.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I do adjust throughout the day with taking in that rain, But you're right, the overall time, even after doing those adjustments, has been very slow. But they did come home a good sectional relative to the meeting. But I understand your point there. That's it's a fair enough query to say how good's the form coming out of it. But I just wanted to purely isolate epic proportions, just the way for a two-year-old on debut to absorb pressure and still find the way it did. He might be a nice horse. I think they actually are both really nice horses, and they'll keep going on with it.
Put it this way, if they don't run the Quinella, I'll give it up.
There we go. He's heard it here, bonus.
I can't believe Misty Legend is so short in the market, $4.60.
Yeah, and there's a query, is it going to get the 11?
I think there's a huge query. I think she run the 900 metre well, but Boom Cedar was fairly heavily beaten in a scone 900 metre maiden as well against some fairly average opposition. All right, the fly in the ointment comes up in race number 7, first leg of the quaddy. Insurrection, a dominant last start winner, defeating Curtis Island. Of course, Iron Merc, we touched on slightly beforehand, was rattling home behind. It's been heavily backed. Brudenell as well on the second line of betting. We saw those form lines franked last weekend. How do you see Insurrection measuring up from gate number 11?
Yeah, good old those form lines. High Dubai getting beaten by Wave Rider Boy on the line. You know, a winning day could have been a marvellous day, but that's all right. that's the punt that we spoke about earlier. But look,
it's a new time to boogie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new time. It got home time to boogie. He's back. See, we got him home yesterday at Gosford.
So, you know, High Dubai wins next start.
Yeah, that's for sure. That'd be right. Look, Insurrection, I think it's definitely the top pick. I thought he went really well the other day. Did it on both ends, ran good time, showed speed, genuine tempo. And that last few bounds, I think he had still a little bit left in the tank. So he can improve again off that effort. The subsequent winner, Omni Man's, come out of the race. Look, the draw. That's the talking point. Brudenell drawn inside him. Now, this is going to be the tactical battle. I don't think Oryx has the speed to be in that battle. So I think Brudenell keeps Insurrection honest early. Then Dilly Gibbons slips to the fence, lets Insurrection go, and then just waits, and he slips straight and hopefully gets him in the last, you know, say 100 metres. But I think Insurrection is going to be too tough. Fit now, third up. I think it's going to be hard to run down.
I think it's a fair price as well, $2.60, because there's a couple of horses I want to touch on. Bend the Knee and Custodian. Now, Bend the Knee, we've had a couple of key changes. Bend the Knee's gone from, I think, John O'Shea to Kim Moore. Trialled up really well. 1,100 metres looks slightly short, but this horse looks to be trucking along extremely well. And Custodian, gelded, blinkers off, but the winkers go on. He resumes here following a quick break.
Yeah, I liked Custodian's trial because the way he rode him past the post just told me it is ready to go first up. Gelding operation, I think they want to get this, try and win this big time. So it'd be interesting, as you said, what they do within the market. But apart from that, I thought they did really clear out the top two.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're genuine 1,100 metre horses, where Custodian probably needs 1,200 metres and Bend the Knee maybe 1,200 to 1,400 as well. Curtis Island, fantastic horse for connections. He never runs a bad race, but if he couldn't get Insurrection last start, you suggest he won't be able to get past him once again?
Yeah, it's just the thing, Curtis Island now goes from an inside gate to an outside gate, so that makes its variables a lot longer from a pricing perspective, so yeah, I can't have him now at the $10.
All right, Nick, time for rapid fire very quickly for Randwick on Saturday. Over the odds?
I think race 2, number 5, West of Africa is definitely over the odds. I can mark it much shorter.
Under the odds?
Yeah, look, I think I'm brave here because I'm going to take on Resonator, race 5, number 3. I think the 260 is very well found. I think it's more a $3 chance, but hard, fit, on pacer. I don't like taking on horses like that, but the 260 is a bit short.
Out wide?
Yeah, two out wide, and two in the same race, I should say. Newcastle race 4, number 15, Turbulent, goes on top there. I thought it was fantastic in a hot form reference by Hind Estrella. And number 14, Wassa, I think just had too much to do there last start. Bigger track now, it's ready to do something. And then if we go to Dubbo on Monday, it is a very wet track there, but race 5, number 5, Chest Time, I think it's a nice horse.
And last start, Sectional Star.
Yeah, going to the highway, you know, it's going to be one of the better bets of the day and broken a few rules here. But race 3, number 2, Barrandana, I think it's a really nice horse. You go back through its SP profile, it started favourite in front of I've Been Trying and Bianco Villano, comes through the country championships heat series. So it's ready to run well. And I think second up, 1400 meters, the Randwick track again. Surely you can get one of these highway winners home.
I'll leave that to you.
All right, mate, let's go for your rapid fire. Who is your overs?
Kerr Royal in the last. I think she's going to have her best preparation of her career.
Under the odds?
Epic proportions, race one. Yeah. Slash Misty legend.
Chips in race one for you, mate. Let's go your out wide next.
Futame can't be beaten in race number two at Newcastle.
Yeah, we'll get that in a graphic. Can't be beaten. Can you just give us the what race two number what?
Race two number one.
There you go. Can't be beaten. And the trial star.
Our Kobe son. I love this horse. Angela Davies. I think whatever price they put up, it will be backed. It's drawn a little bit sticky over the 900 metres at Newcastle, but there's so much speed. There's about 6 or 7 litres in the race. Stalks of speed and looks a really nice horse on the up. All right, Nick, let's get right into the best bets for Saturday. I think you've touched on it already. Let's dive into race number two. Your best bet comes up, and I think we're both very keen to find this galloper.
Well, I just think it's a really good bet, West of Africa, race two, number five. You know, you're getting $4.40 for a horse that resumed here at Randwick a fortnight ago, 1,300 metres. They had a wide draw. They went back, restrained there from the wide draw, went back, and just had no luck whatsoever in the straight. Once it finally got clear, 10th fastest last 200 of the meeting. But the big difference is now it's got the run under the belt. It goes to barrier four. It's going to settle so much closer. That overriding race, so I've got a really big opinion of overriding. It's rated really well against the day. It's got form around Soothsayer that I think you'll probably touch on soon. You know, your Queensland form better than I. I just think this is a cracking bet at $4.40. Like, I can just mark it so much shorter, and I think it's going to be very hard to beat.
Now, what about old mate, Noble Conqueror?
Yeah, that should be the fly in the ointment every week, Noble Conqueror. Better known as Conqueror in past preparations. It scares me a lot because it does have ability. It's trialled well. It might be the save in the race. I don't have a second pick, though, but now I'm starting to think I should. If there's any money, and I do suspect there'll be money for it, because at one time it was going to start favouring in a Golden Road, so it wouldn't surprise me if they found it. I think they're probably the two, because Bat Out of Hell, I thought, ran really well last week. Blinkers,
I just wanted a week of company.
In my notes, I said back to Wednesday grade, hard to beat, but here it is against some nice gallopers. So they're probably the three that really clear out, but I just keep looking at the 440 and going, wow, that's a really good bet. Whatever happens, win, lose or draw, obviously we want to win. But I know it's a good bet.
I completely agree. West of Africa, I think he's the horse to beat. I actually thought he was the Grafton Guineas horse as well, third up.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be mighty hard to beat if they go to Grafton. But that first up run is sensational. Restricted room, gets down to 56 kilos with Zach Lloyd's claim, and was the one horse out of that race last start that you wanted to be with. And with all due respect, you're taking fantastic price against those same horses.
Yeah, and the big thing is the barrier change. Like, it's such a different setup. 1400 metres, you can hopefully, I'd love to see it one out, one back. That's probably being a bit aggressive. Probably more a midfield type of horse with its barrier manners sometimes. But I think it's going to run a big race.
And either way, you're going to have a little bit of speed injected, because Little Beginnings, Token Capitalist, they're not going to want to sit and sprint. And I want to touch on Noble Conqueror, because he's been such a painful conveyance of mine. But just looking back to last preparation, I think it helps that I wasn't with him at all. He was first up off a 780-metre trial over 1,400. Didn't find much clear room. Hit the line okay. Stepped back in trip at Warwick Farm. Missed the kick. Held up. Savaged the line. And you forgive him back to 1,100 metres now. He's had two strong trials. First over the 900. Second one over the 1,040 metres. This is completely D-Day for him. If he runs quite well or up to his best, also finding dry ground for the first time with this right setup, I think this is the one day we can officially go, he's either here or he's not.
Yeah, and the Wallace Stables, they've booked Brett Preble as well. So I couldn't agree more. This is absolutely D-Day.
But I agree. I think race number one, very keen on Cigar Flick. Race one, horse number two is the best bet of the day. And race two, horse number five, West of Africa, also one of the best. And as I touched on earlier, Kerr Royal, race number 10, horse number one, 60 kilos with Zach Lloyd aboard. Just listening to Chris Wallace preview, I think Charlie Duckworth said they're going to scratch from race 9, probably to run in race 10.
Yep.
I think she's going to have the best preparation of her career. Her trials have been sensational. She's always had ability, hasn't she?
Yeah, always had ability. I actually couldn't agree more. I think she's actually really well in the weights. I know she's got the number one saddle cloth, but she looks to have come back improved. Look at her SP behind Sunshine in Paris, $4.20. I think she is a keen goer, but I think her manners are a little bit more in check now. And the other one, for Zanini, I think they're betting around $11. He just got exposed too early in a listed race there first up, and there was a lot of pressure. A horse served it up to the outside, but it just never shirked its task to the line. So $11, it Kerr Royale, $6.50. I think they're two really good bets in the last.
I completely agree. And Kerr Royale, apologies, for Zanini was back. She was $48 into $41 into $21 for that listed race. I know she carried next to no weight, but she was forced a little bit wide, and she was only defeated 2.5 lengths behind Spacewalk and a couple other fairly nice horses. And I'm sorry, but if Petulant is $6.50, joint favourite in a Saturday race after breaking through for the first time in a long time, and before that wasn't showing much at the races at all, I think it's a very easy race to bet into.
Yeah, I get you with Petulant. It did have all favours there last start. Does get favours again, but that horse has worn me down over time. I loved it back when it won its debut there at Wyong, and then I backed it again at Wyong, and I've probably backed it 3 or 4 more times since then.
So only 3 or 4? I reckon I've backed it even more than that. And I'm not the horse's biggest fan.
Yeah, I know. It's a consistent type, but I really do think the top two mares, you're getting a pretty premium price on some proven gallopers, so that's a good way to finish the day.
All right, thank you, Nick. Anything else to add for the audience before we close off?
No, just hopefully we can just back some winners. That's the main point of it all. But anything for you, mate?
No, hopefully West of Africa gets up. Otherwise, it's going to be a very quiet week, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll be. That's all right. We've still got Sunday and Monday to keep chipping away.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone.